Next item on page three, items, Mr. Watkinson?
Yes, sir.
Consent agenda items?
We have two consent items. These are those projects that are violations, where we have conducted a staff review, found everything in our minds to be acceptable, and the parties in question have agreed to the appropriate civil charges. And real quickly, the first one, item 3A, is Mike Deegan is requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain four stone groins impacting 72 square feet of subaqueous bottom adjacent to his property situated along the Potomac River in Stafford County. In this case, Mr. Deegan had just purchased the property. Don't think he was aware of all the permit requirements. Mr. Deegan also informed us that there were small rock groins at the property that he was maintaining, but he did enlarge them by the 72 square feet referenced in the agenda item. In this case, staff has completed the public interest review regarding the installation of the rock groins, and we also contacted both adjacent property owners, and there have been no objections to the project. In this situation, given the nature of the project, had Mr. Deegan applied to rebuild the or enlarge the groins in advance, staff would likely have recommended approval. In light of that, staff is recommending approval of the after-the-fact permit application with triple permit fees, which would be $75 in this case, and a $600 civil charge based on the minimal impact and minor degree of noncompliance. And in this case, the applicant has agreed to those civil charges in lieu of further enforcement action.
Is the applicant present or represented? Questions of members of the commission? Mr. Schick?
So he did this construction himself?
Dan handled this project, and I believe he may have
done
a positive.
Dan Bacon, Staff Habitat Management. This was a project done by Brad Martin that I brought in front of the commission probably 3 to 4 months ago. That's who did the construction on that project.
Further questions? Anyone in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? Matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, move approval of the page three items.
Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. 3B.
Item 3B is the City of Colonial Heights. They're requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a public use pier that was constructed larger than the previously permitted dimensions. In this case, the applicant, the city, originally submitted a joint permit application in September of 2007. We conducted a public interest review and issued the permit in October of 2007. In this case, the pier was constructed at 7 feet 10 inches wide by 55 feet long and contains an L head that measures 7.8 feet by 8.1 feet. The authorized dimensions were 6 foot wide by 42 feet long, and no L head was included in the permitted project. We found this for a routine compliance inspection after the project was constructed, found that it was larger than proposed, contacted the city, and they informed us that this had been constructed by volunteer labor, and apparently when they were on site, they chose to expand the pier when they were building it at the time. In this case, staff has conducted a public interest review, and we've received no objections based on the after-the-fact request that was submitted by the city to retain the structure. In this case, since it is a public use pier, we believe the as-built dimensions are acceptable. In fact, had the applicant requested the current configuration in the original application, staff would likely have a recommended approval. The City of Colonial Heights has agreed to pay a triple permit fee and a $1,200 civil charge in lieu of any additional enforcement action. As such, staff recommends approval of the after-the-fact permit conditioned on a triple permit fee of $300 and a city's agreement to pay a civil charge of $1,200 based on moderate deviation from the permit that was issued and minimal environmental impact in lieu of further enforcement action.
Thank you. Anyone from the City of Colonial Heights wish to be heard on the matter? Matters before the commission for discussion, question, or action? Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve the after-fact permit condition on the triple permit fee and sewer charge.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.